The new government has set a deadline of the end of December to root out Boko Haram and make it a less effective insurgency. The government, since it came into power, has made significant military gains. They pushed Boko Haram out of most of the territory they occupied. On that score, many battles have been won. I'm not sure the war has been won, though, because Boko Haram appear to have changed their tactic.
How have they changed their tactics?
They are engaging more in classic terrorist activities, whereas before they seemed to want to occupy territory. Obviously, they cannot hold those territories they occupy because they have been rooted out. So they have resorted to suicide bombings, dropping IEDs here and there, obviously attempting to expand the scope of their operations.
Presumably, this is going to make it a lot more difficult to actually defeat them.
Obviously, people are worried. People are happy that the government seems to be pushing them to the wall and recovering space and territory and encouraging people to return to their homes so that they can be provided services and so on.
Is there a sense in Nigeria that this particular issue is not getting the same amount of international support that the fight against the terrorists in Iraq and Syria, ISIL, is getting?
Obviously. And I think it shouldn't be just in Nigeria. I think all over the world, people must be concerned that Boko Haram, which is undoubtedly the bloodiest insurgency now as we speak, dozens and hundreds of killings almost every week, and it doesn't get half the attention that ISIS and Al-Qaeda are getting in other places.
What support can the UN give Nigeria in terms of raising this up the international agenda?
What the UN is focusing on right now, including UNDP, which I represent there obviously, is responding to the humanitarian crisis that has emerged out of the insurgency, providing succor to those who are displaced and those who are returning. The UN is also working with Nigerian authorities and institutions to look at some of the human rights aspects of the crisis. In addition to the humanitarian and the human rights work the UN is doing, we are now working with the EU and the World Bank on developing a comprehensive early recovery and peace-building program, because the crisis will end at one point or the other, and we should be ready to engage in those activities now so that eventually reconstruction can begin. And when it begins, in tandem with reconstruction and recovery, we have a social cohesion, a peace-building environment, so that society can thrive again.
I imagine you've had the opportunity to travel to some of the areas where Boko Haram has been active. How are the people there? What do they say to you?
The UN is making as much effort as it can within the constraints of security to reach the people at risk, gather information as much as we can so we can serve them better. People want to go back home. People want to resume economic activities, regain their livelihoods, and be assured their lives are not constantly at risk.